Welcome back in. Final hour. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, David James here with you on this Tuesday morning. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Say hello to our friend Gentry Estes from the Tennessean. Gentry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Good to be with you guys as always.
Good to have you with us. Appreciate you taking time to do that this morning. Gentry, we got a lot to get into with you. We'll start with Tennessee and Vanderbilt. So on the Tennessee front, SEC regular season title, now an SEC tournament title as well. And you look at their regional, obviously on track to host all the way through the Supers and trying to get to Omaha again. What did you make of Tennessee and kind of the way they battled back in the SEC tournament and were able to come away with another SEC tournament victory?
Yeah, you know, they go down there and they didn't seem to have a lot to play for down there. They were in one of those positions where you couldn't really improve your status in the NCAA tournament because you might have been the number one overall seed anyway. So you go into that and you're looking at Tennessee as a team that's it's a little bit thin pitching wise in terms of depth, just because they really only have one true starting pitcher on that staff. So they need a lot of guys out of the bullpen to eat up innings. And so that, to me, when you see that, that's not a recipe for somebody who wants to go to Hoover and play all these games in a short time. But Tennessee did it. They did it, and they made it work. They were able to survive with several guys stepping up out of that pitching staff that I think they're going to need at some point here in the postseason. And the fact that they were able to kind of learn something about themselves that they can rely on some of these guys, I think was a big deal for Tennessee, actually. So they got something out of this tournament that I really do think is going to help them. And going into it, I'm not sure – you really envision that being the case. They were kind of already set. There really wasn't a lot they could gain in terms of the results. But they were put in some tough situations in these games in terms of they were close games. They didn't beat people 15-1. You know, the hitters didn't just take over. They were able to win these games through a lot of their pitching. And I think going into the NCAA tournament, to me, that's still the biggest question about Tennessee, is how they're going to navigate the fact that they're going to need a lot out of their bullpen in terms of just the innings and who steps up. And to me, this was a big deal.
No, I agree. Like you said, I mean, they have Drew Beam, and they hope he can give them 6 or 7 in a start and keep the team down. Other than that, it's just a bunch of good, talented arms by committee. And I think it's a great thing for them to actually – because – like sometimes if you're a team that already is going to be a host team, you know, these tournaments, it's like, no, I don't want to like strain my starter and have 6 innings on. But this is just everybody had some appearances, chipped in. All of them probably have some confidence going in, so I think it ends up being a really good thing for them. Also, Gentry, you wrote about this, they're set up here potentially to look at Chase Burns, if they get to Supers, if that works out, a Wake Forest gets there. You've got Vanderbilt and Clemson. Do you buy that the NCAA committee does not go out looking for drama when they're setting these things up?
I think they absolutely do. I've thought all season that Tennessee and Wake Forest were going to be paired together in this tournament. I've been saying it all season. I thought Tennessee got a pretty tough draw for the number one overall seed. To me, getting Wake Forest in the Super, Chase Burns or not, that's a really good team. And I didn't like Tennessee's draw very much. I think a Super Regional against either East Carolina or Wake Forest could be really tricky. And you got Southern Miss coming in for the opening regional. Southern Miss, pretty good team. I think Tennessee saw that last year. There's some history there with how that Super Regional went. So, yeah, they always like their storylines in this, right? You know, Tim Corbin's going back to Clemson again. And, you got Texas and Texas A&M together and Georgia Tech together. Yeah, so they do that. And I think for Tennessee, if Chase Burns and Wake Forest is coming back to Knoxville, if it works out that way where they're coming back for a Super Regional, that's going to be the marquee Super Regional of the tournament. Everyone's going to want to watch that.
Yep, no doubt about that. Gentry, do you think Vanderbilt – has found something here over the last week, kind of heading into the tournament here?
Yeah, that's a good question. And they've played better, certainly in the last week. Kind of going back to what Joe said, about Tennessee, that first game in the SEC tournament, Tennessee looked pretty flat, but Vanderbilt just crushed them. And, you know, I think that showed at that moment that, okay, Vanderbilt's starting to hit the ball a little bit. And that's something that's been missing all year is their offensive production. If they're able to get more production out of the offense, 1 through 9 through the lineup, you know, they don't have those one or two guys that are really going to scare you, but they can be productive 1 through 9 in terms of singles, doubles, getting something going, big innings. And if they're able to do that and get the kind of pitching that they've gotten at times, especially at home this season, they could be dangerous. They have 4 legitimate starting pitchers. And when you get into a regional setting, that's pretty good. For the opposite of what we were saying about Tennessee, they've got guys who can start a game and go 6-7 innings, which helps out a shaky bullpen. And I think Vanderbilt's going to need guys that they're starters to do that. But they're also going to just need to be able to score more runs. And, I don't know how you can rely on them to be good on the road because they haven't really been all season. The pitching has been terrible on the road for a lot of the SEC season. That's going to have to be better. If they start games out down 5-6 runs in the first couple of innings, they're not going to be able to come back from that.
No, I'm with you. It is interesting because I mean they are set up to for this format it works out well, and obviously they're dangerous. Clemson can't be thrilled to see them, but I worry about when they do get to those high leverage situations too, late innings. I mean that's where they don't have like what Tennessee has, for example, right? I mean they just don't have guys. They don't have enough guys, I don't think, that have demonstrated the ability to get big outs in those situations. But I think
they should have those guys, Joe. That's the thing.
True. No, you're right. Like, yeah.
You look at what they have, and there is a lot of talent there. And it's kind of been that way all season with Vanderbilt, where you look at what they have, and you're like, God, they should be better than they are. You know, the pitching numbers should be better than they are. The hitting should come around a little more. And I do think there's something to the idea of, if an underachieving team starts playing its best at the right time, they can be scary this time of year. And we've seen it before with teams like Ole Miss a couple of years ago and some others who've made these runs. I wouldn't bet on it happening for Vanderbilt, but they are the kind of team that I think profiles as somebody who could be scary this time of year if they start just all of a sudden figuring it out.
So Tennessee's number one overall seed, which of course has not been good to be the number one overall seed. I was talking about this earlier though, Gentry. Like it feels way different to me than 2 years ago when, first of all, they were clearly the best team, clearly the favorite, and they appeared to have everything, and we know what happened. They don't get to Omaha. Is it as simple as if you don't win the national championship now, it's a failure? I mean, how do you define success in this tournament for Tennessee?
It's interesting because when we talk about this topic for Tennessee, it's hard to just talk about it in the context of one sport because it feels a little like basketball, doesn't it? Where you're like, okay, well, what is success going to look like for Rick Barnes in this tournament as somebody who hasn't had a lot of success? Is an Elite Eight good enough? You know, so we have that discussion. Baseball is somewhat similar in the fact that they really haven't done very well in Omaha once they get there. So I think the answer to that question would have to involve making more of a run in Omaha than they've made. But I mean, you're setting yourself up with high expectations when you enter a tournament as the number one overall seed second time in 3 years. If you're the number one overall seed and you don't win the whole thing, yeah, I think people are going to be disappointed by that.
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting part of this too. On the Titans front, Gentry, as you look at the moves they've made this offseason, we were going through this earlier in the show. It's been very busy. What do you think Rand Carthon proved this offseason? What do you think are some questions that he answered just about his term as general manager here and just the state of transition that this Titans franchise is in with him at the helm?
Ooh, coming off the top rope with that one there, Robbie.
Getting deep.
I think it's a good offseason. I think you go into this offseason with a lot of cap space, a lot of resources, a lot of holes to fill. I think we knew we were going to come out of this saying, God, they got a lot better. You know, they got a lot of good players. And I think this team by all accounts, should be better for a lot of reasons. To me, what I've probably liked best about this whole offseason has been, after the draft, I asked Rancarthen what he was most excited about after all this. He could have said anything. He could have said any of the free agents. He could have said the draft class. But he said the coaching staff, and I actually agree with him on that. I think that's one of the areas that we're going to see a pretty significant impact, especially on the offensive line, with what they were able to do there. So there's going to be optimism just because they got a lot of new faces, a lot of new players. But we'll see, obviously what happens when the games. I do think the Titans are going to be better this year, and if that's the measuring stick for, a GM in his second year, if they got much better from the first to second year, I do think that's probably going to be the case.
So I guess we're out there. What, we're out there again tomorrow, I believe. I got to get used to the 4-day week here. Anything last week that jumped out at you, Gentry, from the field where you were like, oh wow, that's really interesting. And obviously, we all have practice takes that turn into nothing, like Treylon Burks dominating in camp last year. But anything that really stuck out to you?
I like the receivers. I don't think that's a big shock. It helped that they were all there, too. I mean, like some of the other positions, some of the top guys weren't there. But I think, and I wrote afterwards, I think just seeing the receivers and just a little bit of what they were doing offensively, this is going to be a lot different from what the Titans were used to. I don't think that's any real news to people from the standpoint of just how different this offense is going to be. But to me, with what they're about to do, and some of the comments from Callahan in terms of how excited he was about the two running backs and how he can use them in different ways, it just kind of solidified for me how different this is going to be, and how a player like, say, Derrick Henry, I don't really think had a place in what they're going to be doing.
Well, Gentry, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we will talk to you soon.
Yep, you bet. Take care, guys.
Gentry Estes from the Tennessee and our guest on Robbie and Rexwell. We'll react to what Gentry had to say. More of your thoughts on Tennessee and Vanderbilt coming up in their regionals this weekend as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.